It's Wednesday, November 10th, and here is another music news update brought to you by The Filter. Drake and Travis Scott partied at a Houston arcade restaurant following their appearances at Astroworld Festival, where 8 people died and hundreds of fans were injured. Neither rapper was aware of the severity of the situation at a festival site when they showed up at a Dave & Buster's. No one, including the police, had publicly confirmed the gravity of the events that had taken place, TMZ reported. We're told when somebody told Travis at Dave & Buster's about the tragedy, he immediately left the party. This seems to support the notion that he didn't know. Scott made 2 statements about the tragedy on Saturday, and Drake shared a message late Monday. Drake returned to his Toronto home on Tuesday. Astroworld attendee Evan Pond, a 16-year-old from Simcoe, Ontario, told CTV News on Tuesday about the terrifying moments he was on the ground, struggling to breathe. "It's terrible to think about it, but if I didn't get up when I did, I feel like I might have died," he said. Pond recalled seeing other fans coughing up blood, vomiting, or passed out on the ground. "I was kind of in shock. I didn't really believe what was going on." Canada's Alanis Morissette is working on a potential sitcom inspired by her real life. Relatable is described as a single-camera comedy about a 40-something married mom of 3 who was a rock star in the 90s. Morissette, 47, has 3 children with Mario Soleil Treadway. The Ottawa-born singer will write music for the project, which is in development for ABC, and serve as one of its executive producers. Morissette released 2 pop albums in Canada in her teens, but had a global breakthrough in 1995 with Jagged Little Pill. The album inspired a Broadway musical and is the subject of an HBO documentary, which Morissette has publicly denounced. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio.ca on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.